Money, Riches, and Wealth is sponsored by the Financial Consulate.
Say it on me, no diamond rings, and I'll be satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of thing the money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love.
This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for Money, Riches, and Wealth. Here's your host, Drew Tignanelli.
And this is Drew Tignanelli here with Money, Riches, and Wealth, Christopher John O'Shea. As the co-host tonight, Christopher?
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
I'm doing very well. It's great to be with you.
You're back from your vacation a week or two ago.
Right.
And Tomas Bonbon is down in Florida right now, if I'm not mistaken.
On his vacation.
On his vacation.
You never know. He could be listening.
He could be listening. It's not uncommon for him to pull out his cell phone app and listen to Money, Riches, and Wealth on Wednesday night at 6 o'clock. We have people all over that do that. Lots of our clients tune in and that live in other states.
Yeah, sure.
So
various ways they can get it.
Anyway.
They can listen to us. So what kind of show do we have tonight?
We have an open show, Christopher. Open show means that our listeners are our guests. They get to call in and say, this is what I'm interested in. This is an issue I have going on. This is a topic I want to find some information out about because this is relevant to me right now in my personal situation. So they can call in 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680. You want to call in and ask the question that is most important to you that you want to address, then you get to be the guest tonight. You get to be the one that determines the course of the conversation, whether you want to talk about income taxes and, you know, anything to do with income taxes, or whether you want to talk about some insurance issue that you have going on, be it auto insurance, home insurance, long-term care insurance. Or maybe you want to talk about estate planning. Maybe you have an issue where somebody's passed away and you want to know what's going to happen in this or that. Or maybe it's about your retirement plan or your investments. You know, we don't talk as much about investments. And one reason is because if you're a legal registered investment advisor, you're really not allowed to talk about investments much. You know, you can't sit here. I'm not allowed to sit here and say, yeah, you all should buy AT&T today. You know, it's a great stock, you know, or I've got a great bond that you ought to buy. It's not legal for registered investment advisors to talk about and promote investment ideas on the radio, especially if they're ideas that they're investing in their company, you know, and
right,
for
so
their
we're trying
clients.
Trying to influence others and promote these.
Trying to influence and promote. So that's one of the reasons we don't talk a lot about it. But, you know, there are a lot of interesting issues. See, Tom Bonbon is listening. So be careful what you say about old Bonbon tonight. Anyway,
the faithful man.
We're here, 410-922-6680. If you want to call in, ask a question, and direct the conversation in a way that you want it to go. There's lots of neat new topics, Chris. Enhanced uninsured motorist coverage. We wrote an article about this that's going to be published in the next week or two. It's
okay.
A new thing in Maryland that just started July 1, and every one of our listeners should know about it and should probably apply to get the enhanced uninsured motorist coverage.
Right, it's not going to have a huge impact, but it's new and it will have an impact, and you should know about it.
It could have a dramatic impact in certain situations, though. In certain situations,
yes.
It could have a dramatic impact.
True.
And then we also wrote an article not too long ago about the mortgage interest deduction, which is kind of confusing because, you know, people who have old home equity credit lines outstanding, they think that the interest they're paying on that is tax deductible, and maybe it is, maybe it's not. There are also people out there that believe all home equity borrowing is no longer tax deductible, and
sure.
That's not true.
That's entirely what people are thinking.
And there are people who have mortgages outstanding that think it is deductible, and it may not be deductible. And we wrote an article about that, and that's one of the things that I wanted to talk about is that on the Financial Consulate website, financialconsulatelikeanembassy.com, you can go on there and scroll down just a little, and you'll see a thing called the Consulate Journal. And the Consulate Journal has every article we've written recently and in the past on numerous topics that could be extremely beneficial.
And another thing we've been talking about as recently as this afternoon about the withholding tables changed at the beginning of the year. And
we got a topic coming up on that, too, an article.
And we think there's a fair amount of people that will be under withheld, and they're going to owe taxes at the end of the year versus they thinking that they're going to get a big tax refund.
And they're going to be disappointed and so forth. And they should be very careful about that. Let's go to our first caller, Washington in Pasadena. How can we help you, Washington?
Good evening, Drew and Chris.
How you doing?
Hey. Could be better. I do have a question.
Sure, go ahead.
Yes. When my mother passed away, she had a IRA account that I'm the beneficiary of. And it's a small amount, about $2,700 or so, and I've been getting an RMA on it every year. The thing is, the institution that's holding it says that because there's inactivity and getting a RMA doesn't constitute activity, every, like, 23 months or so, I have to keep calling them to tell them, yeah, I'm still alive, I haven't moved, and they reactivate the account. Is there a way to, getting around this problem, like what would be the best way in order to handle this in the future?
Don't you have an IRA anywhere else?
I do have an IRA other places, yes.
Yeah, so you should take the money out of that bank and roll it over. Well, that's an inherited IRA, though, right?
Yes, it's an inherited IRA. That's the problem.
The problem, right, yeah. So probably your best bet would be to roll it to a brokerage firm and set up an inherited IRA with the broker, and then just have the dividends reinvested, and that would eliminate that problem altogether.
Okay.
You know, it's these banks. They're and they don't even pay you any interest, and they make it difficult to work with them. But you know, if that bank were to turn around and give that IRA off to the state of Maryland because they believe there's inactivity on the account, which is what they will do under a certain period of time if they hadn't heard from you, then it becomes a real problem for you.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to forestall. Even though it's not in some people's minds that much money, since I am getting an RMA on it, I'm still paying taxes on it, then it's like, what's the best thing to do? And it sounds like what you're saying is roll it over into a brokerage account.
Into a mutual fund, either, you know, with Charles Schwab and Company, T. Rowe Price, Vanguard, any one of those, probably be very good. Just put it in there and let it sit there and reinvest the dividends, and they'll just continue to allow it to go for you.
And then I still have to take the RMA, though.
RMD is what you mean, required minimum distribution. But we knew what you meant, Washington. So, yes, you always have to take the required minimum every year until you're about 85 when the account will be exhausted. All right?
Okay. All right, very good.
Thank you, Washington. You take care, buddy. I'm on an open show tonight, 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680. Right now I've got to go to traffic. I'll be right back. Money, riches, and wealth.
This is Drew Tignanelli, host of Money, Riches, and Wealth, and president of the Financial Consulate. Are you looking for a professional financial advisor that you and your family can trust and count on for the rest of your life? The Financial Consulate, being fee-only, is unable to take commissions or referral fees. We are independent of stockbrokers and insurance companies and work solely as a fiduciary in your best interest. These are the key ingredients of a professional financial advisor. If you've been wanting a second opinion, then consider our trademark service, the Financial Physical. We guarantee if you don't come away from your Financial Physical with a sense of immense value, then there will be absolutely no charge. Call 410-823-7283 to speak with me and the team of comprehensive personal financial advisors and CPAs. That is 410-823-SAVE, or go online to financialphysical.com to learn more. That is financialphysical.com.
It's called Elevator. Yep, I heard it once in an elevator. Yep, that's why I'm pretty confident that's what it's called. And it's by Glenn Miller. Anyway, we're here on an open show.
Good
410-922-6680. 410-922-6680. And guess what, Chris? Nobody cares that we're on the radio tonight.
No one knows that we have open lines. Well, you just told them. We have open lines.
We have a totally open lines. They're completely open. There is nobody who cares one way or another that we're here to answer their questions. So we're just going to sit here and in silence meditate until the
on
next...
That music?
The next
on the elevator music.
I mean, you could play it again, and then we could just sit here.
Or
and,
we could talk about
hum it.
Under withholding on taxes.
We could talk about that. Let's just bring up the first topic we talked about, which was enhanced uninsured motorist. Okay.
Yep.
So we wrote an article on this. It should be published in the next few days, and anybody who goes to our website can get our newsletter, which includes all the recent articles we write. In other words, if a new article comes out and they're on our newsletter, they get that article. Or and they can look at the Consulate Journal and see all the articles we have written, okay? But this enhanced uninsured motorist is a new one, came into effect July 1. So let's explain it. Go ahead.
I mean, explain it? Well, it's it has to do with basically you're getting more coverage. So you should get a quote for it. Anyone, if you're getting quotes for insurance right now, you should get, by law, they're supposed to give you the option of hearing the quote and giving the option of taking that insurance. So it's basically going to stack the coverage that you're getting. So this is in a situation where someone has hit you and they are underinsured.
Okay.
And so it then comes to your policy to make up the difference of what your claim is.
So let's take an example. So somebody's driving down the road, and boom, somebody comes out of the blue and T-bones you from a red light and hits you. You're going through the green light, and you and your wife and child are all hurt pretty seriously, and the claim is $2 million, let's say. Okay?
Well, you're going to go for a real high
figure. I'm going for a big one, right? And it turns out that the person that hit you only has the state minimum of coverage. So it would have been $30,000 of liability coverage that he had.
If it's a single accident.
$60,000 for everybody in the accident.
Right.
You had a policy of $100,000, $300,000, and your claim is big, well, more than $300,000, and he puts up his $60,000, you would only get another $240,000 from your underinsured motorist carrier, because you already got 60 and you were only insuring for a total of 300.
Right.
This new coverage will now give you your full 300 plus his 60,000. You will now get 360,000. You won't be reduced by the amount of money that somebody else gives you. Now, why is this important?
Yeah, but now everyone's at a loss. I was going to get the numbers a little more relative.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm kidding.
At a case where you're only getting your claim is $150,000. You have $100,000 of coverage per person, and there's only one person hurt, and it's you. $150,000. They're carrying the state minimum.
Right.
You would have only gotten $100,000 under your old policy. Now you're going to get $130,000 because you're going to get their policy on top of your policy.
Correct.
And that's the important thing. And the reason this is important for our clients and why we like it is because we always insist that our clients raise their uninsured, underinsured motorist up to a significant number, like 250, 500, or 500,000,
a
million.
And there's a reason for that.
Because the risk of somebody hitting you in an accident that is uninsured and underinsured is about 80%. If you have an accident and there's a liability claim, you're likely to get no more than $100,000 for a person hurt in an accident. And $100,000 in today's world is nothing. Nothing.
And another reason why it doesn't happen is most companies don't endorse uninsured coverage for your umbrella policy.
For the umbrella policy.
If you're hitting somebody and someone's coming after you, then your umbrella policy, if it's $1 million, gets added to your liability coverage of your, let's say you have $250,000, $500,000, that doesn't cover the uninsured. It doesn't cover you.
Right.
So we encourage them to increase the underinsured, uninsured motorist coverage. In that event, with the high number of drivers out there that are either uninsured or underinsured.
12% or 14%, depending on what number you're looking at for Maryland, are uninsured. Uninsured, zero.
Right.
Zero insurance, 12 to 14%.
Sure, it's illegal.
It's illegal. I don't care. It
right.
still happens.
It happens.
In Washington, D.C., the number can be as high as 40% from what I've heard. 40%.
That's crazy. And then the underinsured.
The people who are driving with just the state minimum. Is probably close to 50% in every single state in the country. And if you add that up, that's like 50-60% that you're either going to get zero or the state minimum, which is 30-60 in Maryland, and that's a high number in most states. It's only 20-40. And, you know, if you're not carrying high uninsured and underinsured motorist coverage and you have any kind of assets and income or responsible family...
It's just a big exposure.
You know, and here's the funny thing, Chris. You go up to the limit we're talking about, 500,000, a million... And your premium's going to go up $50,
yeah.
$70,
right.
$80. And, you know, why don't insurance agents mention this to clients? Well, the answer is because, first off, they don't understand risk management. That's part of my opinion. And the other part that I believe is that there's an economic bias on the part of auto insurance agents not to properly insure their clients. It's not a liability risk to them. But it's a risk to their bonus pool, and they just don't like doing it.
And the argument that favors that perspective is that why don't your agents at least talk through with you more often? Why don't they tell you, hey, do you want to consider this? Here's the quotes for it. You never hear that. You don't hear agents coming to people and saying, hey, you really need to bump up your underinsured coverage.
Yeah, now what's going to happen with this enhanced uninsured motorist is you're going to have, they're going to make it as mandatory that they offer it, and you have to opt out. Right. They don't only just have to talk to you about it, they have to give it to
That's
you.
That's a good point.
And then they have to say, and if you don't want it, you can opt out. And every agent who's honest should be saying, don't you dare opt out of this unless you just can't afford another $30 a year. That's what they should be saying. And I'll bet you they don't. I bet you we're going to have clients coming in time and time again without the enhanced uninsured motorist coverage. Mm-hmm. But every single person listening, hopefully they call their agents up and say, put enhanced uninsured motorist on my car tomorrow. Anyway, we're on an open show tonight. 410-922-6680. Nobody's on the line. Nobody cares about who we are and what we're talking about tonight. But we do, and we're having a great time anyway. If you want to call in and ask a question, 410-922-6680. Now's the time to call in because you'll get a lot of time when you do call in. Right now, I got to go to traffic. We'll be right back. Money, Riches, and Wealth.
This is Drew Tignanelli, host of Money, Riches, and Wealth, and president of the Financial Consulate. Are you looking for a professional financial advisor that you can trust and help you through all stages of life? Having a team of comprehensive personal financial advisors and CPAs gives us the ability to help you prepare your tax return, strategize to help you minimize tax liability, help you visualize and reach your retirement goals, and help guide you in every other facet of personal financial planning. We demonstrate these abilities every Wednesday night on our radio show, Money, Riches, and Wealth. Have you been wanting a second opinion? Then consider our trademark service, the Financial Physical. We guarantee if you don't come away from your Financial Physical with a sense of immense value, then there will be absolutely no charge. Call 410-823-7283 to speak with me and the team of comprehensive personal financial advisors and CPAs. That is 410-823-SAVE or go online to financialphysical.com. That's financialphysical.com.
Gosh, that one really makes me mad because I do know this.
On the tip of your tongue.
No, it's not on the tip of my tongue, but it's in the back of my brain.
Wendy.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Whatever. What's it called?
The verse right there says it's Wendy.
Why didn't he play the words so I can understand?
It's Wendy, and this verse is done by West Montgomery and Jazz Guitars.
Right, Wendy. Windy. I know the song. I've heard it.
The original was done by the Association.
The Association. Yes, that's what my right in the back of my brain. Anyway, we're going to an open show tonight, 410-922-6680. You want to call in? There are a couple callers online. There are a few people out there who still care about us, Chris. So if you want to call and ask a question, 410-922-6680. Right now, I'm going to Bill in Glen Burnie. Bill, how can I help you?
Hi. Yes, we deplorables do care. I have a piece of property I'm about to go to settlement on that I bought originally about 29, 30 years ago, $12,000, and I'm selling it for $50,000.
Okay.
And I'm concerned about the tax consequence.
Did you ever do improvements to the land?
Well, it was basically a forest, and every year I had to go down and clear the roads. Basically, between taxes and maintaining the property every year, it cost me about $1,000 a year to own the property.
Unfortunately, taxes and maintenance don't add to the cost basis, but if you put a road in and drop some crushed stone on it, that would. If you drilled a well on it, that would. If you did a fence around it, that would.
What about removing trees that are from storm damage that block the road?
I would push it. It would probably be pushing it to some degree. So did you make any money doing it, or did you use the trees?
Well, no. I mean, we just cut them up and let them lay on the side of the road, but we had to pay somebody to come in and cut them up.
Yeah, I don't think that would add the cost basis, but you'd have to talk that over with whoever does your taxes as to whether they think it could or not. But, pretty much you're going to be talking about somewhere in the neighborhood of $40,000 of gain based on the numbers you're talking about. And that gain would be taxed at a 15% tax rate. Now, one thing you do have the ability to do, Bill, is what's called a 1031 exchange. Are you familiar with that concept?
Not completely.
So a 1031 exchange is where you sell an investment piece of property and you, within 45 days, you identify a new piece of investment property, and within 6 months, you settle on a new piece of investment property. So let's say you and your wife wanted to buy a rental property down in Ocean City, and it's going to cost you $300,000. Well, you could do a 1031 exchange where you put the full $50,000 of the sale, of the land into the place down in Ocean City.
Right.
And now all of a sudden you have a 1031 exchange and the full gain is now deferred into the Ocean City property. And now instead of a cost basis of $300,000 in the Ocean City property, you only have a cost basis of $260,000 because you deferred $40,000 of your gain into the new property. Now, before I finish with that, let me warn you that you cannot settle on this property as it stands right this minute unless you get a 1031 intermediary in there immediately to effect the 1031 exchange. And I don't have time to really explain what I just said there, but you do, if you feel that that's something you want to do, you better get some good tax advice and get prepared to do that before you settle. And it's got to be a good couple weeks before you settle because there's some things that have to be done.
Okay, so 15% of the 40 would be roughly what, $6,000?
$6,000, but keep in mind that you live in the state, the glorious state of Maryland, who wants another 8% of that also. So, don't forget their $3,200 in addition.
Well, that explains why I've got the tax problems that I do. All right,
Bill. So 1031 exchange is your only option out of it. And but if not, you're going to end up paying about $10,000 on your $40,000 gain. All right, buddy.
Wow.
Good question.
Thank you.
Take care. I'm going to Ray in Towson. Ray, how can we help you?
I'm 71 years old, and last year I took my first RMD out of my 401k.
Okay.
And let's just use crazy figures. I had to take $14,000 out for my RMD.
Okay.
This year, I'm probably going to make $14,000. Is that okay? I mean, I'm never going to exhaust my principal.
Yeah, but that's the way that it works, actually. until you're sometime around 85 or 90. That's when you're going to probably stop making as much money as you're currently have to take out. So, yes, it is very common, Ray. And I'm assuming you're not working anymore. Is that correct?
Correct. I'm retired.
Okay. Now, this is one thing you ought to think about, Ray. Do you do charitable giving?
Not very much.
No? Okay. Well, then you don't have to think about it. That was an easy one.
So I don't have to worry about never running out of money. I thought I had to exhaust it.
No. Well, you only have to exhaust it if the rate of return inside the 401k doesn't match or exceed the required minimum distribution, and you really don't get up to much more than a 6% withdrawal rate until you're around 85 years of age. When you get up to be around 85, it's going to be about 6%. When you get up to be around 90, it's going to be about 8 or 9%. And after you get over 90, then it's going to start accelerating pretty rapidly.
Oh, well, that's what I didn't know. That it goes from, like, my first year was, like, I don't know, 2.73%.
It's 3.7% approximately. And every year you get older, it's going up to 3.9, 4, 4, 5, 4, 6, 5.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Okay. I didn't know that.
All right, buddy. Not a problem.
Thank you.
All right. You take care.
Bye.
All right. And I couldn't drop that there, Chris, man. All right. There you go. I'm going to, what's that say? Ivan. Ivan, that's my grandson's name. Is that my grandson calling in? Ivan?
No. You must be real old.
Now, Ivan, how can we help you?
I care about you guys, so I figure I'd call in.
There you go, Drew.
There you go. A little guilt trip doesn't hurt, does it?
Yeah.
Anyway, Ivan, tell us what we can...
My mother-in-law moved in with me. I have a built-in apartment in my house. To have my mother-in-law moved in.
Okay.
I took all the expenses out of that. She's not paying rent. She's not paying electric. She's not paying any utilities. She just lives there. She received a pension from her dead husband, and the pension goes to pay for her food, and she pays for her own food and stuff like that. Do I have any tax
benefit
on that?
Any tax benefit from her?
Yeah.
So how much money do you think your mother-in-law makes a year?
Probably under 40.
Under 40,000. So she's well over the $4,000 limit, so you're not going to get her as a dependent. No, you will not. Not that I can think of. The only benefit you might get is if you paid her medical expenses. There is a potential that you could add her medical expenses to your medical expenses, but for the most part, if she's making that kind of money, I doubt seriously there's going to be any economic benefit for you.
And that's just through a pension, so she don't work. She just, the income is her husband's.
Yeah, but the fact is that in order for her to be a dependent on your tax return, she would have had to make less than, let's say, call it $5,000. And it sounds like she's making a lot more than that. So
the only
benefit is an intrinsic benefit there, Ivan.
What's that?
Intrinsic. It means the joy of having her there with you. The joy of sharing with her and the things that she can do to help you guys as you go along in life. You know, like, there's all kinds of things that my mother-in-law could have done, I'm sure, but we never had to live with her, so,
Yeah.
Anyway.
Will the government give me a reward just for living with her?
The Lord will take good care of you, Ivan.
All right. Amen, brother.
Take care. Goodbye. Anyway, we're on an open show tonight, 410-922-6680. If you want to call in, 410-922-6680. Lines are completely open. We'll be right back after traffic. All right, we're back. Money, Riches, and Wealth. And we're on an open show tonight, 410-922-6680. If you want to call in, 410-922-6680. If you want to call in and ask a question, we have a couple lines open. We do have a caller online.
10 minutes left.
10 minutes left. If you want to call in and get that question asked, I'm going to Louise in South Jersey. Are you really in South Jersey, or are you just going incognito?
No, yes, I am.
You really are. How do you listen to Money, Riches, and Wealth in South Jersey?
Very clear on the radio.
Really? And yeah. You see, I live in Reisterstown, and as I drive to Hunt Valley, I can't get CBM anymore, and I'm only like 15 miles away. But when you're in South Jersey, you can hear me very clearly.
Right. Now, later in the day, it's harder and harder to get the station.
Okay. Well, that's okay. Good. What can we help you with?
Well, you have a very interesting show. I just wanted to ask you one question about your information about enhanced uninsured.
Now, remember, that's strictly Maryland, but go ahead.
Okay. Is that just for Maryland, or is that a national?
That's just for Maryland, and each state has their own different rules. Now, I'm telling you the truth, I don't have right in the top of my head exactly how New Jersey works. I mean, if I wanted to, I could call my brother. He's actually the president of a company called High Point Insurance, which is a big car company in New Jersey. Who do you carry your insurance with in New Jersey?
Geico,
okay. So, you know, some states have different rules. Like Pennsylvania has what's called stacking of insurance. So if right. I have more than one automobile, I can stack my uninsured motorist. So if I have 100, 300, and I have three cars, I actually have 300, 900 because I can stack it together and collect off of each car. Maryland doesn't allow that.
Okay, well, in all these states, you made a remark about why the insurance agents fail to mention.
Well, Geico's one of the worst of them all.
Right, for not mentioning.
They don't mention any. And they'll actually encourage people to take lower coverages than what they should. So you should look at your auto policy with Geico and make sure that you're carrying something like 500, a million bodily injury, and 500, a million uninsured and underinsured motorist coverage.
I got you. Okay, well, I think a lot of people are just uninformed, but I realize more and more motorists are driving without insurance or they are underinsured.
No, absolutely. Most 50% of our drivers are driving around with state minimums, and the state requirement is only like 20,000 or 30,000 in most states.
Right, so, it's just not covering it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
All right, Louise, you take care and enjoy South Jersey.
Thank you.
All right, take care. We're here on an open show, 410-922-6680. You know, and the insurance laws, all of the insurance laws are state by state.
Sure.
Everything. You know, whether it's, this is one of the big problems with medical insurance. It's state by state. You know, I can't buy a medical insurance policy from a medical insurance company that's a national medical insurance policy underwritten by all the people throughout the United States. I got to buy one only offered in the state of Maryland under the goofy Maryland laws that they come up with. And they do come up with a lot of goofy laws. And good old Larry and them are down there in Washington, in Annapolis, coming up with some new laws.
And every insurance commissioner is different.
Every insurance commissioner is different, and the laws of each state are different. New York is one of the most notorious for some of the strictest standards, which then makes their insurances ridiculously expensive because you have to meet the ridiculous standards of the state of New York. So, you know, every state is different, and when Louise asks us, is this a national thing, there's no such thing as a national thing when it comes to insurance. It's state by state. It's a very inefficient model, unfortunately. Some things it makes perfect sense, but in many ways the insurance is inefficient in a state-by-state
model. It's inconvenient
for
a mobile society.
That is true. We're going to Mary in Dundalk, see if we can get this question in. Mary, how can we help you?
Yes, I was wondering about 401k, when you have to start drawing the money out.
Okay. How old are you, Mary?
Age 72.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Now, I'm told as long as I'm working at my present job that has the 401k, I do not have to take the draw.
That is correct.
That is correct?
I'm assuming you don't own the company, you just work there, right?
That is correct.
Yeah, then you're correct. If you continue to work, you don't have to take a required minimum distribution. Do you have any IRAs outstanding somewhere else?
I do, but I am taking draws from that.
But here's the cool thing, Mary. If you don't need the draws from those IRAs, you can roll those IRAs likely, I can't say 100%, but likely you can roll those IRAs into your 401k where you're working before the end of 2018, and then you would not have to take required minimum distributions against them in 2019.
Okay.
Now, one caveat, though. Do you make charitable contributions?
I do.
Do you give a good $1,000 or more?
Probably close to that.
Okay, so you might want to keep one IRA outstanding and do what's called a qualified charitable distribution from that IRA to your charity of choice, as opposed to giving them cash, because under the new tax law, that will be significantly tax advantageous to you, as opposed to giving them cash and getting no tax deduction for it.
Oh, okay. That's good to know.
Yeah, so, you know, you keep one IRA, and you roll everything into your 401k, and here's one more piece of advice. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Do not retire from your current company unless you retire on January 2nd or somewhere within the first 5 or 6 days of the year. So, in other words, don't retire on December 31st of 2018, let's say, if you're going to retire this year. Don't retire on December 31st. Always retire on January 2nd or January 3rd. The reason for that is if you retire on December 31st, you will have a required minimum distribution for the entire year of 2018 because you left them on December 31st.
Okay, that's good to know, too.
So retire on January 2nd. You take care, Mary. Good call.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And we're going to, oops, wrong call, wrong line. Ray in Sparrows Point, how can we help you? Ray? Ray, I'm leaving. I'm going to George in Westminster. I got only a couple minutes. Go ahead, George.
Yes, sir. My employer offers what they call a severance and annuity plan. It's completely employer-contributed. And recently there was a negotiation, and they're now calling the same thing a money purchase plan. And I'm wondering if you're familiar with that at all, and how would that work?
Well, they call it a money purchase plan, but that's kind of funny because technically, in my opinion, money purchase plans kind of disappeared in 2002. Now, huh. I can understand that, you know, maybe they could be using the money purchase plan where they have a mandatory deposit every year. But, you know, I'm just, you know, the term is very familiar with it. But, you know, you typically don't see it anymore because after 2002, the profit sharing plan pretty much usurped the money purchase plan. But,
okay.
You know, but I'd have to see the information, but it doesn't sound like anything bad.
They have the way it works now is it's a set amount of dollars per working hour that gets contributed to this severance and annuity plan.
Okay.
And we're not allowed to touch it until we retire. It's completely off.
And that's exactly the terminology that you would expect from a money purchase plan. That's exactly the way it operated. It's not employee contributed to. It's strictly employer, and it's strictly a percentage of the compensation that each employee is making. It's exactly how it works. So, but it's just
a very brief description of it, something along the lines of, well, we may be able to contribute to it above what the employer contributes, but not much more than that. And we don't really have like an HR department where we can ask questions about it. I mean, it can be done, but it's a long, lengthy process to figure.
Yeah, but do they have a 401k also?
No, they don't.
Well, that's unusual. That's really unusual. They're using an old plan and they don't offer a 401k. That's ridiculous.
How many employees in your company?
I'm sorry?
How many employees are in your company?
Roughly, I guess there's probably 2,000 or 3,000.
Yeah, that's really unusual. They're using a lot of, 20-year-old tax laws, to be honest with you. Unfortunately, we're out of time, George, but if you ever want to call us at office or something, ask more questions, and send us some information, we can help zero down and say to the company, what the heck are you thinking about?
I would like to.
All right, George, you take care. I got to run.
Sorry.
This is the end of our show tonight, unfortunately. Yeah.
There's the music.
There it is.
We're out of time.
I'm saying we're out of time, Chris. So Bon Bon can go back to the pool sipping pina coladas or whatever he's drinking down there. I don't listen when I'm not here.
Yeah, well, you're always here, so.
Anyway, this is Drew Tignanelli saying God bless.